I'm WUWM's Marty Michelson. The Milwaukee Common Council on Tuesday rejected federal funding that would have provided the city with 30 additional police officers. The vote was 9-6 to pass up the $10 million grant. Aldermen in the majority did not speak before the vote, but groups protesting the funding called it a, quote, step back from the steady movements to defund the police and a slap in the face to a community that has decided we do not need more officers. Mayor Tom Barrett called the move troubling and reminded people that the city is down 60 officers this year because of tight budgets and is facing an additional reduction of 120 officers next year.
Here we are in a year where we are seeing a record number of homicides, where reckless driving is a serious problem throughout this community, where we are seeing break-ins and robberies, and our council is saying, no, we don't want that money.
Barrett acknowledged that the country is having important conversations on whether to defund the police following the officer-involved death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. It sparked massive protests across the country and in Milwaukee. Barrett says he's pleased that Alderwoman Nakia Dodd, who voted against the grant, made a motion later in the meeting to reconsider the rejection of the money so the item could come before the council again next month. Barrett urged aldermen to work together on a solution.
I'm hopeful that at the next council meeting, after a very, very fruitful debate, that we will be able to come to the point where we can do two things at the same time. One, we continue the work that needs to be done to reform policing in America. But two, we can do so in a way that is fiscally responsible and that is in the best interest of public safety.
Barrett says if the money is approved next month, it would be used to train a new class of police officers. At the council meeting Tuesday, Alderman Ashanti Hamilton introduced conditions the police department would have to meet in order for the council to approve the grant. They included improving response times. Hamilton says the city is at a crossroads.
The time period that we are in is requiring us to demand more. And to request more from those that have the responsibility of enforcing the law in our communities.
Hamilton withdrew his amendment when outgoing Police Chief Michael Brunson said it would be a challenge to meet those expectations. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.